This is the day that the Lord has made. I'd like to welcome each and all of you to today's worship service and pray God's blessing upon us as we worship in truth and in the Spirit. It's indeed a joy for us to be returning to church after so many different perspectives on what this summer had been, but I think it was good. We made it through, that's the key. So we just want to be thankful to God for the summer. And now that summer is giving way, slipping away so fast, we want to welcome you all back to church. We're going to officially do that on the 15th. But again, we are glad to be here. I'd like to extend a special welcome to our choir that is in the chancel this morning. Say thank you. Thanks to Nancy for getting these people together. Do we have any new people in the choir? All right, Morgan. All right, Trevor, good to have you. Thank you. We're glad to have you all. All right, let's take a look at the rest of the announcements on the screens as well as in your bulletins and inserts. We will want to re-echo our Form Fest is a week from today. From yesterday, right?
Yep.
All right, a week from yesterday. So you can rest assured that we're going to have a huge crowd here. And those of us who are, let me give our team leader a chance. Probably she has something to say, and I see her standing up. Go ahead, Jean.
Good morning, everybody. Oh, that's loud. Next week from 12 to 3 is our Fun Fest. If you can even spare an hour to help us get set up or an hour to work during the thing, that would be awesome. We're also looking for raffle items, things geared to what our neighbors could use. Laundry basket with some laundry detergent in it, a baking basket, cleaning supplies, things like that that we all know are very expensive. And if you were there last year, you saw the looks on the people's faces who won these items, and they were so appreciative. It was wonderful to see. We would love to have you help if you want to serve food for a little while, if you want to hand out raffle tickets. There'll be lots of different music, police, canine units coming, the fire department's coming. We got the bouncy house always. I know those of you who were there last year will be disappointed that there will be no dunk tank this year. But it's a good time had by everybody. So if you could bake cookies or come help, drop your donations off with Lisa during the week, that would be terrific. The other thing I want to add to this is our fellowship after church. The next 2 weeks, the 15th and the 22nd, have no one signed up. So if you could sign up to bring treats for fellowship, that would also be greatly appreciated. Thank you.
Thank you. One of the unique things about the Farm Fest this year is we want our congregation to be able to reach out in a special way, and one of those special ways is we are going to be having t-shirts that we want to give out to people that will come, and the t-shirts will be printed with the logo of our mission statement. This is one way to get out into the community so that I would encourage us, and this is not from the team, I'm just thinking we need to do this as a congregation, because church ministry is a collective effort. It's not just about the church's budget, it's also about our pocketbooks and maybe our wallets too. So let's do that. And the way to be a part of this whole mission that we're trying to reach out to people is to be able to purchase those t-shirts. Esther and I are going to purchase 10 of the t-shirts to just give them out. If you are able, we're going to have 150 t-shirts. We want to give those t-shirts out into the community where your church will be all over in town, at least certain part of the town. So please, we're working on that. We are going to be having, James, you forgot to talk about the t-shirt being made in the fellowship hall on Wednesday. We will need helpers right there so that you will also be able to be a part of all of that is going on here at church. All right. I think that's about the prelude to my sermon. Yeah. Jean is right there.
And I run a small business, and I am purchasing everything at wholesale cost. So the t-shirts with everything on them are around $11, $10. So if you'd like to purchase these t-shirts, that will go back to the church. They're, you know, funding this to begin with, but it'll also allow us to have these t-shirts to give away. So I don't know what you want to do with the donations or people purchasing them. Maybe I'll have a sign-up sheet back there.
Sure.
For t-shirts, just write your name down, how many t-shirts you'd like to purchase, and then give the money to Reverend Jakes. Why don't we say 11, just on the high side. We're still waiting for a quote to come back. So thank you.
Yes.
Thank you, Patty.
That's right. Thank you.
Well, I sure didn't want him to give it to me, so it's like. So I'll just repeat what Patty said. If you're going to purchase t-shirts for us to donate, First United Methodist Church on the payer line, and then t-shirts in the little memo line,
then
give your checks to Sue Mills. And thank you, Sue. I know we didn't ask you first.
I'll just put it in the offering plate too, and Sue will still receive it. So, another thing that we have as an announcement is the. Do you want to put the appeal from conference, the donation appeal from conference regarding the disaster relief thing. You want to put that on the screen? Okay, please. Yeah. So the conference has been requested to help, and you all help UMCO a whole lot, but this is a special case that the conference is asking to help those who are being affected by the hurricane Dorian. So if you've seen the photos, you will be really, really sad that people are going through something like that. So conference want us to help. Again, please write in the memo, if you have to write a check, write in the memo, hurricane relief help. And it's going to go strictly to conference. All right. With those announcements, if you have further questions, for clarifications, please contact, feel free to call the office, talk to Lisa, talk to me, talk to Jean, and we will be able to help clarify some of those. With those announcements, I want to invite us to begin with the centering prayer. Let us pray. Almighty God, just as we look into the mirror to see and saw sparks in our face. Help us look to you in order to understand the things we have done amiss. We are like a reed shaken in the wind. We are inexpressibly weak. Leave us not to ourselves, but dwell in our hearts and guide our thoughts and actions through this time of worship and beyond to the glory and honor of your holy name. Amen. We're going to escape what you have there as reception, because the person that's supposed to be received is not here. So we will go strictly to our call to worship. The anchor of my soul. Truly, my soul finds rest in God. Truly, he is my rock and my salvation. Would you please rise? I assume you knew that. Truly, he is my rock and my salvation. Truly, God is my rock and my salvation. In him, I find rest for my soul. My salvation and my honor depend on God. He is my mighty rock, my refuge. Amen. Please remain standing for the opening hymn. Thank you. Would you please join me in reading responsively Lipni, the Sovereign Redeemer? Who has believed what he has heard from us? For he grew up before him like a young plant,
and like a root out of dry ground.
He had no form of majesty that we should look at him,
and no beauty that we should desire him.
He was despised and rejected by men,
a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief,
and as one from whom men hide their faces, he was despised,
and we esteemed him not.
Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows,
yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted.
But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the chastisement that brought us peace, and with his stripes we are healed. Amen. Right.
God's wonderful gift. Jews from all over the world were in Jerusalem for the Feast of Pentecost. Jesus' followers were there too. They gathered together, waiting for the gift Jesus had promised them. In the middle of the festival, God's gift arrived. It began with a sound like a howling wind that filled the house where they were waiting. Next, something that looked like fire settled on each one of them. Then, God's Holy Spirit filled everyone in the room, and he gave them power to speak different languages. Jews from other parts of the world heard them and were amazed. "These people are speaking our languages," they said, "and proclaiming the wonderful things God has done." "This is God's gift," Peter explained. "It was promised long ago. It comes to us through Jesus, the Messiah. You crucified him, but God brought him back to life." "What should we do?" the people asked sadly. "Turn away from evil," said Peter. "Believe in Jesus Christ. He will forgive your sins and give you his Holy Spirit." On that day, 3,000 people were baptized. They were just the first of many people who had come to trust in Jesus as their Savior.
saw that they prayed, and then Jesus gave them a different voice to speak other people's language. A spirit of a ghost.
Everyone is so quiet today. It's like my classroom on the first day of school. Everybody just looks at you like they don't know what to do. So we decided we're doing something a little different today. You all are going to sing two very familiar songs. Amen. Amen. Start off with amen. And don't make me make you stand up. So I want to hear y'all singing, okay? Amen.
Amen.
your name, O Lord, for your name is great and greatly to be praised. I sing praises to your name, O Lord, praises to your name, O Lord, for your name is great and greatly to be praised. Now back to amen. Amen. Come on. Amen, choir. Amen. Amen. Amen again. Amen. 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 I give glory to your name, O Lord. Glory to your name, O Lord. For your name is great and greatly to be I give glory to your name, O Lord, glory to your name, O Lord, for your name is great and greatly to be praised. Sing it, amen. Here we go. Amen. Name, oh Lord, love in your name, oh Lord, for your name is great and greatly to be praised. There is love in your name, oh Lord, love in your name, oh Lord, for your name is great and greatly to be praise. Last amen. Here we go. Amen. And the people sing, amen. 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 Last time. Amen.
Today's scripture comes from 1 Peter, 2nd chapter, verses 4 through 12. Come to him, a living stone, though rejected by mortals, yet chosen and precious in God's sight. And like living stones, let yourselves be built into a spiritual house, to be a holy priesthood, to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. For it stands in Scripture, see, I am laying in Zion a stone, a cornerstone chosen and precious, and whoever believes in him will not be put to shame. For you then who believe, he is precious, but for those who do not believe, the stone that the builders rejected has become the very head of the corner, and a stone that makes them stumble, and a rock that makes them fall. They stumble because they disobey the word, as they were destined to do. But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's own people, in order that you may proclaim the mighty acts of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Once you were not a people, but now you are God's people. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. Beloved, I urge you as aliens and exiles to abstain from the desires of the flesh that wage war against the soul. Conduct yourselves honorably among the Gentiles so that, though they malign you as evildoers, they may see your honorable deeds and glorify God when he comes to judge. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.